Okay, we're on the bottom of Samach Zion on the base. The last line. Let's just discuss the sugya that we're dealing with. There was a story, and we're going to have a few stories very similar to this one, that there was a bris on Shabbos, and they needed hot water. Now, you need hot water for two reasons for the bris. Before the baby is mild, they usually bathe the baby with warm water. It wasn't pekuach nefesh, but that was the way they prepared the baby. And afterwards, it was more of an inyan of pekuach nefesh. So the case over here is, there's not a din of pekuach nefesh, but something that there's a tzorek for. There's a mitzvah over here, and there was no eruv between the chatzeros, and there was a hot water in one chatzer, but not hot water in the other chatzer. So Rabba over here said that Eskakoi straight out do a mirla nachri for this. Now Abaya was about to question his Rebbe, but Rav Yosef said, don't question. And there was a tremendous klal that was brought down in the Gemara over here. When it comes to an Isser Deraisa, if the Rav gives a psak where it's an Isser Deraisa, you question it. You can question it before you do the Maisa. If it's an Isser Midrabanan, the Rav gave a psak, you don't have to question it, you do it, and afterwards you qualify it. Now the Rav mentioned it very briefly yesterday, and I'm going to just bring it out a little more strongly. There's a very famous Nesivus, brings down this Gemara for his Shita. When someone does an Isser Deraisa B'Shogeg, we know what the din is. You have to bring a Korban Chatat. What happens if someone does an Isser Derabanan B'Shogeg? What's the din of Tshuva Kapara? So the Nesivus, incredible Nesivus, says nothing. He says, you see from this Gemara, if you see the Rav, you have a question on what he's going to do, it could be wrong on a Midrabanan, don't say anything. Why? Because if people did it b'shogeg, they didn't do anything wrong. And he explains like this. He says, normally, and this is the right, let's say, take chazir for a second. Chazir is an isser chetza on that piece of meat. You're not allowed to eat it, okay? When it comes to a midrabanan, the Nesiva said there's not an isser chetza here, there's an isser that you have to listen to the chachamim. So if someone b'shogeg doesn't listen to the Rabbanan, it's not that he didn't eat it, not listen to the Rabbanan. When it comes to eating fleshiks, this thing cannot be eaten. Even if I ate it b'shogeg, I did something wrong because I took something itzer and I ate it. But with all the Rabbanans, the itzer is, you got to listen to the Chachamim. Over here, he really wants to listen to the Chachamim. It was shogeg, therefore he didn't do anything wrong, and therefore there is no kapar. It's not an Indian. You know, someone does something accidentally, they get all upset. Yeah, we don't use this lashon of it's only a midrabanan, but in the aftermath over here, the Nesivus brings down it's a midrabanan. You don't have to worry about it from this Gemara. Okay, there's a lot of chokim on this Nesivus, but a Nesivus is a Nesivus. I'm not giving a psak. Everyone should be aware of this idea of a midrabanan b'shogeg. The Nesivus learns from this Gemara that it's not a problem. Okay, there's this chokim about Vaz. There was he mentioned yesterday the Ein Yitzchak. Others bring down they learn up the Gemara differently on what the give and take is, and they hold that, no, even with a midrash rabbanan, you do need a kapur. It was just a very interesting chapter that the Nesivus said. Okay, so in the second to last line towards the end, so Abaye was about to question his Rabba, that why was he going to ask a goy, and he didn't. He was told not to. He was told not to say anything. Labasahaki, afterwards, Omer Lev of Yosef asked him, my boy Liasve Lamar. What were you going to ask him? What was it that you felt was wrong that Rava did that he said, ask a goy to just bring it over? Amir la'akum. Omelei. The Tanya. There's a lot of people who take out this Tanya that's not a price. Hazar Shavut. We have a din that a person, when he has Tuma mates, he takes the waters of the Parah Duma and he has to sprinkle on himself the third day and the seventh day. If the seventh day falls out on the Shabbos, we don't let him do it. Even if it's Erev Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Shechal Erev Pesach. And because he doesn't have the Meit Chatat, he can't bring up his Korban Pesach. This is a case of that there's a mitzvah over here. Afal Pekin, since it's a Shavut, it's a Midrabanan, we made a Takana that you don't do it on Shabbos. Even in the place of a mitzvah, we don't allow the Shavut. So Hazar is a Shavut. The Amir the Nachri is a Shvut. There's also a Midrabanan that we're not allowed to ask Goyim on Shabbos to do things for us. So Mahazah, we just turned the page, or turned the Amud. Mahazah Shavut Ve'enu Dochet Shabbos. Just like Hazah is a Midrabbanan, and it's not Dochet Shabbos, meaning we're not going to push off Shabbos, as Vashi says, Ve'fil B'makom Mitzvah, even if it's in a place of a Mitzvah, they're gone. Bishchot Pischom. Even if it's Erev Pesach, and because of this now he cannot bring up his Pesach, we're not going to be dochet. So Afam Yirtlan Lenachri Shavut, it's a Shavut, it's a Midrabbanan Ve'enu Dochet Shabbat. You're not allowed to ask a goy to do things for you on Shabbos. That was Abaye's question. Now, I would assume that Abaye was younger over here, because there's an obvious dichoy that Rav Yosef immediately brings on, and this is the din of Amir La'akum. We all know, basically, that if it's an Isser deraisa for an Akum, we don't tell him to do it. We have to be meramezit. If it's a midrabbanan and a makom mitzvah, you can't tell him, which is the psach halacha. That's how we hold. Home elei velo shani lach. You don't distinguish between bein shvut to eight bein ma'isa le shvut to late bein ma'isa, Abaye, you don't distinguish between a midrabbanan the eight bein ma'isa. The eight bein ma'isa over here we're going to translate as a deraisa, where there's a deraisa at the end of it, le shvut the late bein ma'isa. Daha mar lo amir lenachri zil achim. He didn't say to him go and heat up the water to an iser deraisa. He told them, go and bring the water from one chatzah to the other chatzah that didn't have an erev made on it. Now we know midrashah that it's all considered one reshusa yachid. It's a midrabbanan. So over here, the emir la'akum on Shabbos was on a midrabbanan, and that's totally mutter. Masha'in came, if it was a midrashah, you wouldn't have that problem. So that's basically answer over here. Abaye could have had a question. He wanted to compare it to the shvut of Hazar, which was a direct, you know, you're not allowed to do it, to a Mirad La'akum, but we distinguish between a Mirad La'akum when it's a device and it's a not, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, that when it comes to a Midrabbanan, in a place of a mitzvah, you're allowed to directly ask an Akum to do something for you on Shabbos. Rashi. V'had Masvinan, we saw Hazar, it's an Isra on Shabbos because of Shvut. Rashi and Pesachim brings down because it's near Kimitakin Gavra. It looks like it's a tikkun. Beforehand, the guy couldn't do certain things, and now with the Hazar, he can. Therefore, it's also. Mazah Shvut Veinu Dochet Shvut. Avilu Makom Mitzvah Kukon Lishkot Pizchov Kedetanan V'Pesachim V'Perek Eilu Devarim. And that's it. Okay, so that's the sugya over here that was just finishing off. We have a major problem over here. We had this Eruv, this Chatzir. Rabba was living in it, and Abaye was living in it, and they didn't do an Eruv. And he didn't say, why didn't they do an Eruv in this Chatzir? Now, I find this next little piece of the more, just personally, very interesting, because you get a little glimpse into a real-life situation of people, why they didn't do something over here. Omer le Rabba bar Rav Chana. Rabba Rav Chana asked Abaye, you have a mavoi that has in it two great men, kirabonin, you rebonin. Lo lahavi pei kirabonin, lo lahavi pei lo erev lo shituf. You didn't make erev chatzeros, you didn't make a shituf mavoi over here. Why not? It's such a, you know, when you live in a neighborhood where there's such a gadol, you expect everything to be taken care of. As a matter of fact, the Ritvar brings from this question over here that it's that you can learn from here that it's not roy for Talmud Chacham to be in a chatzah that doesn't have an Erev, or an area that doesn't have an Erev. And the Shulchan Aruch brings us down Pesach from this question over here that it's a mitzvah to be chozer after a Erev chatzeres, especially one who knows it. Just take this question that we're asking over here, that's such a stark question on a Abaye and Rava, why did they have an Erev? There's a Shu Chasim Sofer brought down very often in a lot of cases, that if you live in a community, you should do whatever you can to set up some kind of Eruv, even if it's a very shvach Eruv, since people anyway are going to carry in that community, better to have something that they could rely on, and since they're going to do the Isra anyway, in order to save them from doing an Isra, than not. I think it was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, even a little longer than that. The last time I left Matisyahu, I was in Los Angeles, And I happened to stay at the house of Rav Aaron Perry, who was on the VAD to put in Eruv up in Los Angeles. I don't know if anyone here knows Los Angeles, but it's we're talking about not Los Angeles City, but I think it's called North LA. At all over the Pico Robinson area, all that. Anybody familiar with that area? Okay, it's a mess of an area. He was on the VOD. What they were going through to make an Erev over there, I was involved in a little bit of discussions, but it's all based on this Chasam Sofer. You got to do something. People are carrying anyway. To save them from carrying, do something. So they didn't make the Erev when I was there, but last year, someone from LA is in our call, Rav Mordechai Younger, and he gave me the final pamphlet of the Erev, and like 5-6 times through the pamphlets, talking about how wonderful, how great the Erev is, but like in very like sweet language, don't rely on it. It's for the sake of having an Erev in the community that we did it on, based on this, Chasam Sofer is really based on this case over there. They made an Erev over there. Someone is carrying, you know, you have what to rely on, but they made it clearly that the B'nai Torah of the community should not rely on the Erev. So again, we have a big question over here. Here is Rabba and Abaye. You know, you're so happy living in their chatzer, and there's no Erev over here. Why not? Omele. Manavi. What should have I done? Mar, which is Rabba, who was the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav of the area. Lav Orche. It's not his derech. Meaning, what do you have to do to bring up an Erev? Let's say we're all living in an Erev together, in a chatzer together, and we want to make an Erev. There's Erev chatzeros to join our chatzers together. I would have, if let's say I take charge of it, I'd have to go to every single person's house and take a little, some kind of food for over here. I have to be closer after everybody to make the Erev. Mar, the Rav over there, Lav Arche. It's not the way of a Rav to do it. Many reasons together. One, that he's so busy paskening and teaching that he can't do it. Or two, the pashtus is, his kavod, we shouldn't allow him to do it. We can't allow a Rav to go around and like do things, pick up garbage and stuff like that. We should prevent things like this going around. Anna, me, Abaya, to read Nabigirsai. I'm so busy in my learning, I don't have the time to take off to go around and go around to other people. And now that we're seeing a phenomenal insight of how osik these people were. Now, when is this taking place? On an Erev Shabbos. About how long does it take to go to, how many people in a mavoy over here? 7-8 people. Abaya says, it's push it. I'm so torn in my gears over here, it's not even a shaila that I could take the time off to go and collect. That's how we develop Abayas in Klai Yisrael. On an Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have time. He's torn in his gears.
So two answers.
What?
One,
the Rava couldn't do it because he's the Rav and it's not the Orche for him. The second one is, so maybe you want me to do it. I can't be, I'm a Talmud over here. I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I don't have time to be a bottle for my Girsa. I just want to, there's a just a personal Chakir that I've always had because I sit and learn in the morning. A lot of times there's Simchas in the morning. And sometimes, you know, you have the idea that there's a Sarah Batalin, there's 10 people that are supported by the community to be there for other people. So the question that I've had, and I discussed it with my wife, there's a bris, morning seder. Do I go or do I not go? Someone who's working for a bank, he can't go because he's meshubit to the bank. He can't he can get off, whatever. And what about myself? So I had this click here. What am I doing by learning? Am I doing the Ratzon of Hashem? And the Ratzon of Hashem is that I should be learning. And if something comes up, Yimavatel Tamatol for another mitzvah, I was setting aside my morning to do mitzvahs. Right now I'm learning Torah. If not, I do other things. Or no, my job is in the morning is somebody around is giving money for people to learn to become Talmidei Chachamim. My job is to learn and become a Talmid Chacham. And I can't go to Brisim and be Mavatel for other things. It could be from a bio via. Ana Tavidna Bikirsai. My time right now is to be torrid in Girsa over here. How can I be Mavatal my learning over here? Okay, it's a tzarek on what to do over here, but it could be that when a person is paid from a community or from Klal Yisrael to sit in Kolal over here, he has it then. Ana Tavidna Bikirsai. Just make sure you're learning and not wasting your time. But there seems to be an Indian over here that you're Torah Bikirsa and he doesn't have to run around and do other things. I wouldn't mind hearing if anyone has another interpretation. Inahu, what about the other members of the chatzir? Just go ask someone else. Lo meshkiche. They don't care. Right? This is unbelievable. You're in a chatzir with Rava and Abaya, and it seems like the differences between people were so great, between the Amei Haaretz and the Rabbanan, that they don't care. They're not going to do it. Rashi. Mar Rava ein kavod alachtol b'nei mavoil. If it's not his covered to go and collect, Inahu, the other people, Sharbenei Amavoi, lo mishkiche, they're not going to pay attention to it. That take this clear over here. Oh, so that's why we didn't have an Erev. Now there's other Eitzes to give an Erev. V'ikni lahu pita bisala. So Abai says there's another Eitzah. I don't have to go around to everyone. I just have to take my food and put it in, and I could be mezaka everybody. If I'll be ekne, I'll be makne, give over my pita bisala to the whole mavoi, that should also work. Everybody has a chelik in the bread, you could come and take it, and that would work. He says, I can't do that. Why? Because I'm so poor that I know that I'm not giving it with a leiv shalim that people should take from my bread. Since I'm not giving it that they could take from my bread, it's not really theirs. And it's a farce, it's not true. And therefore it doesn't work. Kevan di boy laminai. Since if someone wants to take from it, follow Eshar, it's not possible. My financial situation doesn't allow me to feed people every week. Late in the halyeh, that it's not possible for me to give from it. Bottle shituf. It's gonna bottle the shituf. It doesn't work over here, the Tanya. What? Abaya. He says, okay, no one else is going to do it. I can't ask the Rav to do it. I can't run around doing it. I can't be mevatel for my Seder. Other people are not going to do it, or they're not going to do it properly. Over here, what am I going to do? So let me take my own food and give it over here. Can't do it, because I know I won't be doing it. Let's see Rashi. Eknahu, Mishali, mine, Rifta, my bread, this Tala in its basket. Bidibor. I could just be mocking it, saying this is for everybody. The lecha tircha, there's no tircha. Vavi kula zochin ba l'shem shituf. Now you're going to be zochin. Can't do it. Kevan di'i boi minai. People want it. Im echad mehem. Hayat sarik li'achol. He wants to eat mina shituf. V'hayu sholu imeni. They're going to ask me. Ein yecholet b'yadi levatim mishli. It's not in my hand to be mevater for my bread over here. Bechol Shabbos. Lechach nimta she'ein b'libi liyot bol chelet gomor. U'batul shituf. I cannot do it properly. I don't have the money to support you. Not that it will support people, but since in potential people should have the right to ask someone, and I know my situation is I can't really give it over to them. Therefore, that's not called a shituf in the mavoi with my bread, and therefore it's bottom. Titania, chad mi'bnei mavoi shabikus yain v'shemen. Someone from the bnei mavoi, they see we all made a shituf together, and they said, "Oh, there's some wine and bread over there. I don't have wine for kiddush. I'll take from the shituf after Shabbos started." Okay, follow nitulo. Sorry, it's even before Shabbos, and they didn't give it to him. Batal shituf. It's the end of the shituf. It doesn't work. It has to be available for people. Rashi. Shabikish yayin v'shemen, Michel Shituf, it doesn't work. Oh. So, Rabbi Barav Chana has one more question on Abaya. V'nikne lehu mar v'yisa dechala, v'chavita. What you should do, the case is like this. You have a barrel of wine, and some part of the wine usually isn't so good. This is how the Mefarshim are explaining it. That there's at least a revius of vinegar in that barrel of wine. I don't understand the Metzius so well, because once it's made wine, and once a little bit goes, everything goes. But this is what they're saying. There's a bottle of wine, and nikne, you should be makne, the reviasa dechala, a revias of vinegar in the chavis. Meaning, if anybody wants it, they have that. It's a very, very minimal expense over here. And it should work. Tanya, Abaya asks back, Ein mishtatefim biotzer. No, in a storage, something that's being stored, you can't use for the mavoi. Meaning, if I take a big thing, I'm not giving everything to everybody, but a certain part of it, and whatever people decide to use, that should be what's called greater, it should be huvra, that that's for the shituf. Abaye says you can't do it. Now this is really now entering into a huge, huge shasugya called yesh breira, ein breira. It's a concept. Can you do things lima freya, retroactively in shas? For example, chumas and meisters weren't taken off the barrel of wine, and I say the last little bit of that barrel of wine should be the truma and meister, and I won't drink it. Do we say yesh breira when you get to that last little bit? It showed retroactively that that's what you wanted to take off for your chumas and meisters, or we don't say, we say ein breira. There's a machlok at all through shas, and Abai is basically saying over here, they say, so bring your barrel, and that little bit of vinegar over there should be whatever is left, that should be left as the shituf or whatever someone takes, and we hold yesh breira. And Abai is basically saying, no, we don't make an eruv with an otzer because we hold ein breira. And therefore, maybe when I take off the first drink, maybe that was the eruv, and I was mevatel the eruv, and there wasn't left or anything. So that's basically what Abai says over here. That ein, that we hold ein breira. Tanya ein mishtatim biotzer. Oh, he brings back Baha Tanya, you have a price of mishtatim. We see that there is a sheet that holds mishtatfim. That's a problem over here. Omer with Oshia Lokasha ha Beit Shammai ha Beit Hillel. It's a machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Now, just to get a Derek Agav, the ultimate shlugup in anything is if you could get the person to hold not like a halacha. Meaning we're maneuvering over here that Abai is saying, nope, he said at least take your barrel of wine and the vinegar in the barrel of wine, let that be for the Erev. And Abai says, I don't hold that, I hold Ein Breira. And then we have another Abai that holds Yesh Breira. So Rav Oshia says it's a machloket Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we just now maneuvered Abaya to be like Beis Shammai. Right? And we're going to see right now there's a case in Shas, of Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel of Yesh Breira Ein Breira. The Tanan case is not really anything Nogeya Targumor. It's just coming to bring out there's a Machloket Yesh Breira Ein Breira between Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and we see that Beit Shammai holds Ein Breira, Beit Hillel holds Yesh Breira. The Tanan, a Mishnah, brings down Hamet Bebayit. There's a dead body in the house, and therefore everything becomes Tame. Velop Sachim Arbe. And there's a lot of door openings. Now, in those days, when you have the door closed, that stops the tuma. But the threshold of the door on the other side of the door is not really part of the house. If I'm going to use the door to bring out the mate, then automatically anything in that threshold, if I have a few bottles over there or things over there, they're going to become tame. We have a house, let's say, with four openings with thresholds. And we don't know which one he's going to go through. So you have a bite. You have a house that has a lot of psachim. Kulam tameim. All the thresholds, that's the right word? Threshold? Entrancing? It's going to be tameim. Niftak yakad, remember, if one of them was open, hu tameim the kulam taharim. And all of them will be tahar. Now here's the case. They're all closed. Techishev lahotziya beachad meim. It's not open. They're all closed. And you thought in your makshava to go out through one of them. Or the cholam. Or you're going to bring it out through the cholam. It has a dimension of an opening. Your makshava alone can save the other thresholds, and only this one would be. Now, on that, the fact that they're all closed, I thought on one of them, it can save all the doors. Now, here's the machlok of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai Amin v'hu shechishav ad shelo yamot amin. It had to be before everything started. You had to think there was a sick person there, goes in, and you decide that you're going to use that door, the door to the north. Since you decide on the door to the north before he died, now when he died, the other doors are not going to be coming if there's things in the entrance ways. Only the northern door. Even after the person died, why? There's a case of Yesh Breira Ein Breira. Beis Hillel says, you can retroactively choose what's called Yesh Breira. Whatever happens at the end will show retroactively that's exactly what we meant from the beginning. So right from the beginning, we meant only the northern door and not the southern door. So we just brought down this case to show there's a machloket, yesh breira, ein breira. Beis Shammai holds ein breira, Beis Hillel holds yesh breira. Now we have a problem. Because now the case of the chatzer, why didn't Abaya use a barrel? And say breira over here. Abaya says we don't do this. And we just made Abaya Beis Shammai shita. Maisa Tosfa asked the question, the Divrei Maskil Tanya. If you tomorrow, Abaya could Beis Shammai. The ultimate shlug up you could do over here. And this is the end of the sukkah. We just finished. Abaya said, we didn't make it. Oh, why don't you use a barrel? He says, because I hold Ein Breira. And yet we just set it up, not Kihil Chosor over here. So Tosfa explains, first of all, the sukkah of Breira, Ein Breira, Yesh Breira. It's not just Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. It's a all-out sugi with many tenoyim, many amoraim. You can't just set up that Abaya is not Kihil Chasa based on over here. And also, Abaya could even hold that the whole, that the case over here of the mace, even in Masechta Beah, we set it up not in the case of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. There's different lumnuses going on over there. So we didn't set Abaya up. Lamaisa. We have, there is a Machloket Yesh Breira Ein Breira. Over here, Ein Achinami, Abaya holds Ein Breira. It's not because he holds a Beit Shammai according to Tosfot. It's just a whole sugya of Ein Breira. Abaya holds over here. And therefore, we had a situation in a chatzah with two great people that they didn't make an Erev. Okay? We have the Psach Halacha from the Ritvar Shulchan Aruch that Af al pikin, one should be mishtagel. I don't know if it means to be mevatel limud. Abaya paskin that it's not to be mevatel limud Torah. Vashi. Vavisa dechala, that's chomet, that's vinegar. Bechavita, beachad mechaviotech, the meat of the late baked kapeda. It will be something in it that you don't have kapeda on. When it comes to bread that you add kapeda on, you have to feed your own family first. Ve'ikashitov b'yayin. The ikashitov is b'yayin, and you can take the revis of the challah that's in the yayin. When you make the ikar of a shitov of a chatzah's b'yayin, kidima b'hai pirka, that we're going to say in the few days. You can put the barrel in the chatzah and be somech on the revius shabbat l'shum shituf l'tzarek kol hashana for the whole year kulo shemanichum shituf bechatzah. That's how you make a shituf in the chatzah. Just put your wine there and you can take from it a buy a whole thing. We'll work it out when we get to Ayin Aleph. Ein mishtatzin ba'otzer. Abaya says that you cannot make a shituf in an otzer, something that's storage on the smock, that something in it will be for everybody else, because he holds ein breira, the davar haotzer, in a matter of an otzer. Could go in chavit shel yayin or peyut hamikudsim, something that was gathered all together. Ein somchim al masha betocha, you can't be somach on what that's in it. Mishum de ein breira, ezu shel shituf. There's no breira over here. We can't retroactively decide what was for the shituf. Because when you take from it, you can say that maybe this is what was for the shittuf. Since the buyer holds ein breira, kulam tameim. In the case where the mace is in the house and there's four entrances, all of them are tameim. Kol kelim anatunim bi ovei haskufa. All kelim that are placed in the threshold, tameim. Even though it's not in the etzim ol mepnei ein anu yodim be'ezer pesach yotzienu. Even though the doors are separating it, but since we know he has to go out from one of the doors, and we don't know which door he's going to go out from, opesach she'atid letzepo mitma miyad, and whatever you're going to go out from is going to be tamei immediately. The time of lecha ele hilchas tuma haki gemira. This is in hilchas tuma we learned it. Afilu kol anode shel tefach al tefach tameim. Even a window that's a tefach al tefach is going to be tameim. The kevan de kulam stumim v'lo mucha milta b'hai mafi klei. Since we don't know which one you're going to come out, they're all going to be tameim. It's a hilchos tuma. Niftach echad mem, but if one of them is open, vade b'hai mafi klei. For sure you're going to go out from that one. The other three are not going to be tameim on the threshold. Pachod midalad al dalad enu koshiv lahatzil al ashar. Something that's less than dalad dalad isn't considered something that can rescue the others. Achelo Yamud, this is based Shammai Shita, that only if you thought which door you're going to go out before he died, because Ein Breira, you cannot retroactively choose, it has to be chosen from the beginning. Talo Nachtalohu Tuma Ashar Psachim, That's not going to. You're not going to leave out the two on the rest of the pesukim. It has to be before him. Aval mishiyamot. But if it's after he died, hamet kavar nitmor kelim. Everything is tummy. V'lo aminin hu for hadavar demiikara. We don't say again. This is the shita. Ain vreira. We don't say it should be chosen retroactively. The davar miikara retroactively nami taitili afuki behai piska. That's what he really meant. Ela nakta lahotuma. We say ain vreira, and everything is going to remain tuma. V'tilu kelim habayim, and even anything that comes now afterwards. Sham. Liacha makshava tmeim, the kaven the nachta lehutuma tu lo tzatim inebe makshava ad yavid lehumaisa mamish. Because once there's a tumor works with makshava, and the only way to uproot it is with a maisa mamish. The pasuk lelahai. Only when you opened up one of them, now afterwards. For example, the body died, everything is tame. Before you bring the body out, if someone even brings more kelim to all four of the doors, they're all going to be tame. But once you open up a door, for sure, it's all over. Even if you bring other things to other doors, it won't be tame. Omahani tahara alacherim mikan lahaba kedivan el pesachad meir. You have to do a maisa. Obeis hilom rim at mishiyomar meis. Tiamrin and yesh preira. His beis hilom holds yesh preira. The mietmal daiti bahai piska. We say that retroactively, that was the what he was thinking about that pesach from the beginning. Even anything will be tahar. Okay, that's the sugi over there. One has to make an eruv in their chotzer. We had a reason why over here with Abaye he couldn't. One, Rava was busy. He was the Rava, wasn't his kavodo. Abaye was busy learning. And two, he couldn't take his own stuff and put out. Either one is too expensive. And even something inexpensive, he didn't have the, he held of Ein Breira. Okay, next video. Again, another case where they forgot to bring the water through the chatzir for a bris mila. Ahu Yanuka, there was a baby that's about to have smila on Shabbos. Shistafuk Chamineh. And the hot water was poured out. Omer lehu Rava. Rava says, Nishayli li'ime, ask the mother, Itzricha, if she needs hot water. V'nachim le'nachrei. And now the goy can then heat up the water for the mother who just gave birth in the 7 days after birth. Agavime, because of the mother. Vashi. Nishayli li'ime Itzricha, le'tzorcha chamim. Nachim le nachri, we could see that you could heat up water for it. You could ask directly. Agav ime the kaimalon chaya, someone who just gave birth. Achis shiva for the first 7 days. If filo amat shrikani, if she says I need something, ain mechamelei the Shabbos. We don't be mechal her ourselves. Aval osim la'idei army, but you could ask a goy. For the first week, your lettuce needs something, you have a koi to it for it directly. You could ask it, even if it's an it's a derisa.
The first 7 days, you can do it.
No, the first 3 days.
Here, look what Rashi says.
Acheshiva. Oh, after 7. Oh, yeah. This is the first week you can do it, and this is the 8th day. It's already the 8th day of her giving birth because it's the day of the bris. You could do it, and even though we said before that on a derisa we don't do. Amirat la'akum, that was the first sugya we had today. That was in a makum mitzvah. Now something changed over here. It's not a makum mitzvah. It's a makum of pekuach nefesh. It's health over here. So again, the halacha is, what? She's a cholah. The halacha is amirat la'akum on an itzah deraisa, yimamamit. Mid the rabbanim b'makum mitzvah, you can ask them directly. But if it's a case of a cholah, you ask them directly even on a deraisa. That's what we see from over here. So you see that we could ask her. So that was just ask her if she needs something hot. When she says yes, you could ask now a goy to heat up water. Obviously, Baba didn't have any in his chatzim. We don't have this issue before transferring from chatzim to chatzim. Ah, Omer Levav Misharshi. Levav Misharshi was there. He said, Levava, Eime Kayach Letamri. Wait a second. This mother is healthy. She's eating dates already. Meaning she's not in a pekuach nefesh situation that she needs hot water. Seems to be in those days that someone went sick, they'd only eat cooked fruits and vegetables, and it was a sign of health that when you could already eat raw vegetables, raw fruit, not non-cooked, it doesn't need hot over here. So how could you ask, it's not a case of pekuach nefesh, you see she's eating tamari. If you're telling me she's eating tamari and it's a week after, we could say that she's like so sick that she doesn't even know what she's doing. Rashi. We see that she doesn't need hot. She's eating cold or uncooked foods over here. Tunva. So Rava says, Arava. The fact that she's eating something like that so quickly, it must be that there's a tunva. Eshtod rishin. Fiachla ve'enu yadama. She's in such a state that she's just eating. She doesn't know what she's eating. For sure she's sick over here. And you could ask directly a goy to heat up the water. Hahu yanuka, a third case over here. Hishtafu chamime, the water was poured out. Omalei Vava. Vava said like this. Vava had a hot water in his chatzar. There was the house with the tinuk. You can see, look at the little picture over here on the Gemara. You have first the house with the tinuk, where there's a chatzar. So make to the chatzar of Rava. And then there's the Beit Kavri, where the men lived. And then there's the Beit Nashi in the house of Rava. So Rava said like this. Omalehu Rava, ponu li ma'ane, take all my kelim, mebeit Kavri, lebeit Nashi. Take him out of the outer part of the house, and put him on the inside of the house. And I'm going to go sit there. And I'm going to be mavatel my chatzah. Meaning, you have the two chatzahs, they're together. They didn't make an eruv for whatever reason. So Rav has an idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be mavatel my chatzah to the other guy. Therefore, the whole chatzah is now considered the other guy. And he could take the hot water and bring it to the house of the baby. But since I'm afraid I might go into my chatzar, take all my kelim out. Because once I'm about to my chatzar, I'm not allowed to go from my house to my chatzar. Take all my kelim out of my chatzar and put them on the inner part of the house. That was his etza. Tomorrow we'll see what was the problem with the etza. Rashi, panolima, anay bekatzeri. Bekatzeri shovava, hayukhamim. In his chatzar there was hot water. Fiatinoch. And for the baby, they poured the water in the chatzar. There's an opening between them. They're not marv, like we explained. He has inner rooms that aren't used for the chatzar. They live in the inner part. And the plate where the men sit was open to the chatzar. If he's going to be mavatel his rishus, he's not allowed to go from his house to his chatzar. It's not his anymore. He removed all his stuff so he won't go into the chatzar. And he went and he sat over there. And he was mavatel his rishus. And they were able to bring it over there. And that was the answer he gave.